I'm speaking today with Pauline Wheatman, a member of the Accounts Commission, about a new report on equal pay in Scotland's councils. Over the decades, women have frequently received less pay than men for doing comparable jobs. Councils agreed a single status agreement in 1999 to harmonise the pay structures of different groups of employees and help eradicate these historic inequalities. Pauline, what is today's report about?
Equal pay for work of equal value is an extremely important issue, and it is a legal duty for Scotland's councils, as it is for all employers, to eliminate decades of inequality. However, implementation of equal pay has been a substantial challenge for local government. We have reviewed what progress has been made with implementing the single status agreement and with establishing equal pay arrangements across councils in Scotland. We have examined how effectively councils achieve this and what lessons can be learned for the future. The report also sets out how much councils have spent settling equal pay claims.
And what have you found?
We found that putting the agreement into practice was a costly and complex process, and councils underestimated the challenges involved. The 2004 deadline for implementation was missed by all but one council, and it was only in 2010 that the last council completed the process. That's twice as long as originally planned. At the same time as implementing single status, councils have also been dealing with equal pay claims from employees over less favourable treatment. There have been around 70,000 claims made since 2004. Of those, nearly 27,000 are still outstanding. The cost of settling claims to September 2016 is £750 million. The number of claims made and the spend on addressing these varies widely by local authority.
So why did it take so long to get the single status agreement in place?
Various factors contributed to the slow progress with the agreement. Councils faced difficulties in funding the changes, which slowed progress. Councils received no extra funding to apply new pay structures, and some approaches taken by councils to ease the financial impact of implementation did not prioritise equality, and they were later found to be discriminatory. The Commission has also found there was a lack of collective national leadership to overcome challenges and address equal pay issues in a timely way.
So what needs to happen next?
As I mentioned, implementing equal pay remains a challenge for local government in Scotland at a time when councils are coping with tight finances and increasing demand for their services. Councils need to be confident that pay equality is embedded in how they operate, and that their pay arrangements are fair and transparent. It's critical that officers ensure they're doing all they can to fulfil their duties in relation to equal pay, and that they report this work in public. There's also a very important role for elected members. Councillors need to keep scrutinising and challenging their council's progress in this important area. We have made recommendations in today's report to help councils achieve this. For example, they must assess the impact of organisational changes that may affect future pay arrangements, and they should be carrying out regular equal pay audits and publishing equal pay statements containing their equal pay policies. The Accounts Commission will continue to keep an eye on the progress of this work through the annual audits of councils.
Pauline, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.